in the Navi Chavura. Depending on how long I speak, which I'm not sure how long it's going to be, we'll have it afterwards. Or we'll just have a public Navisha. I just like to get a certain thought across to the Eilam. Hashem should help me get this thought across properly. I'd like to speak about responsibility and selfishness. And I think it's good for people to hear. The Mishnah says at the end of Saita how in the times of Mashiach there's going to be tremendous chutzpah. There's going to be tremendous chutzpah. The young people are going to be disrespectful with the old people. And no doubt we're living in the Zman of Mashiach. And I like to speak about an inyan of chutzpah, of lacking derech eretz in a certain area which is very, very relevant to us in yeshiva, and is very relevant to our lives in general for the rest of our lives. I'm not sure where to start, so I don't know where I'm going. Let's start with one example. Happens to be before an off Shabbos, so it's the most relevant example. For example, Shiva gives an off Shabbos, and the off Shabbos goes, let's say, from Thursday after Second Seder till Sunday night. Now, I don't know if you've been in other yeshivas, if you know of other yeshivas, but it's a pretty nice off Shabbos compared to other yeshivas once a month. Most yeshivas don't have as long. And yet you have people that start the off Shabbos. I'm not talking about Biddle Torah. People that start the off Shabbos Wednesday night or whatever it is, Thursday morning, and they end their off Shabbos, if we're lucky, by Tuesday morning. That shows a lack of derech eretz, a lack of responsibility. People think that we're here just to take whenever we want and just live our lives completely selfish. Whatever's good for me goes, and whatever works for me is good. If it's good for me to come back Tuesday, I'll come back Tuesday. If it's good for me to leave on Wednesday, I'll leave on Wednesday. It's irresponsible. Yeshiva has a Seder, and you are abusing it. Okay, but the yeshiva doesn't care. They're not going to throw me out. They're not calling my mom or tati on me. They're not throwing me out, so they don't care. And that, of course, you know is not true. Everyone, yeshiva and everyone else, the rabbeim and the inner light, everyone cares a tremendous amount. And it's a bizayin. There's no way around it. It's a disgrace. If on a Monday morning after the off Shabbos, there are very few people, and relative to how many people should be here, back in yeshiva. Or on a Sunday morning during the Zman, a regular Sunday morning, it looks like everyone is off on Sunday. And those that are coming are tremendous tzaddikim because they show up. I'm not discussing Bithel Tire here. I'm not discussing people that have a hard time getting up. I'm not discussing Bithel Tire. I'm discussing irresponsibility that I don't realize that I'm part of yeshiva, and I don't realize that my actions count, and I don't realize that I'm hurting other people by me not showing importance to what's being given here. And I'm not looking to make people come back on Monday morning. That's not my point. I just want everyone to know what they're doing when they don't come, and the people that do come should understand what they're doing also. If, for example, there are a bunch of people involved in a criminal, you're watching a bunch of people involved in criminal activity, and there is no way for you to stop them, your protest will not help. Do you join them? If a person feels, let's say a person that wants to come back Monday, says no one's going to be here. So you want to join the criminals? You want to join the criminal? You also want to be a criminal? So you're also a criminal. You're just taking part of the crime. Even if there are a bunch of people doing criminal action, you're not going to join it. Because you don't want to be part of irresponsible and inappropriate behavior. Every person counts. You know, we can declare, there's a shayla when it comes to voting. You know, a person says, does my vote count? And then you ask, and the person tells you, yeah, but if you say that, and everyone says that, then, you know, then no one's going to vote. It never really worked for me because, what do you mean if I say, then you say that, us three people? What about the other few million people in the world? But yes, it's an amazing thing. If you want to see a responsible person, responsible people vote. Responsible people in America vote. Just the way it is. Because, why? Because, as a general rule, it's a responsible thing. So everyone has to vote. I want to be part of the responsible people, not part of the people that say, what's the difference? My vote doesn't count. If you have a Shiloh Bithel Torah, ask your rabbi. But a responsible person votes. And we're not talking about voting. We're talking about a small yeshiva of 200 guys. And between me and you, we know we don't have 200 guys in the Yisraelim, so we're coming down to 100 guys. And you count. And you count. And if you don't show up on time, and if you leave early, you're taking part of abuse. You're abusing the yeshiva. You're abusing the yeshiva. The yeshiva's darim don't count. Because it's not good for me. Well, it's not good for you. But it's not right. It's irresponsible. It's not derech eretz. It's not derech eretz. You get to the Torah. Come to yeshiva and don't learn a word. Come to yeshiva and don't learn a word. A bachur that can't sit down and learn, but doesn't show up, it's not derech eretz, but I'm not worried. Derech eretz, kad melotai. Come to yeshiva. You know, other examples, a bachur, I cannot get over such an example, but you find a bachur that one day, he's part of a shir, and one day he feels he's not so prepared for this, he doesn't really know what's going on, he's not in the mood, so he doesn't come to shir that day. I was in the mood. His Rebbe comes over to mass afterwards, and he's lucky, and he says, where were you? I was tired. I was in the mood. A chutzpah. It's such a chutzpah. Not a chutzpah to the Rebbe. Chutzpah to your lack of decency. Here is a Rebbe. Here is someone that is working for you, and he can't go to this person's chasa and this person's thing, and he's up late preparing this year because... And he cares about you, and he's there every day for you, and he sacrifices for you. But you're not in the mood that day. In my life, and I'm not such a tzaddik, in my life I never consider not going to my musavad or to my shir, because I'm not in the mood that day, I'm not prepared that day. I go in and space out the whole time. I go in and space out. I'll go in and fall asleep. But how can I not show up? This person's there for me. It's just part of the responsibility, it's just part of the job, it's just part of the deal. He's there for me, I'm here for them, for him. He's here for me, I'm here for them. It's just push of decency. Otherwise, you're basically a selfish person who takes his Rebbe, when he's in the mood of learning, he'll take his Rebbe, he'll use him now, take a little drink from him, please get a Shabbos meal from him, whatever we could take, we'll take. When it's not convenient, we'll just disregard. It's not convenient for me to be not in the mood of being in yeshiva. I won't come. I'm not talking about tire. I'm talking about derech eretz. And there's just two types of people in the world. They're the irresponsible people, and they're the responsible people. They're the decent people, and the not so decent people. There's a minion. It's the same type of thing. You see this all over. There's a minion. There's a minion, and you can know. We have this all the time in the early minion. There's a minion, and there's the people that will always come. Even if that day it wasn't good for them because they know the minion's counting on them. And then there are those that say, well, I'm on the mood today. And what's the chance that my appearance will count? How many times have we had 8 or 9 people in the early minion and not had any because of those 10 people who say that I don't count? Those people, Taka, don't count in the world. People that don't take responsibility for themselves don't count. They don't count. But they really should count. And they're responsible to count. Person has to take responsibility for the yeshiva. You're part of the yeshiva. Yeshiva does things for you. you have problems, complain, tell your Rebbe, not public, complain to your Rebbe, you have problems. But there are definitely people are growing and people, things are being done for you. And you can't just abuse the yeshiva. It's not right. Monday morning should come and people shouldn't show up. And by the way, a person that does show up should not think, why am I here? Why am I here? There's so little people, why am I here? That's the stupidest question I've ever heard. Why am I here? You're here because you're a decent human being, because you're a mensch, because you're a ben taiva. Why am I here? You could be the only person here, and you should still be here. Because that's what you have to do. You have to do what your job is. This is your job. This is your responsibility. If you consider yourself part of the yeshiva and you're a mensch, then automatically you will show up when you have to show up. Can't learn the whole time, couldn't learn the whole time, can't follow shir, I go to shir. It's irrelevant. I enjoy shir. Don't enjoy shir. You want to switch shir, switch shir. But if you're part of a shir, you show up. It's mamish selfishness. I'm taught, a person has to take responsibility for himself, for where, that he realize that he counts, he's responsible. He's part of the yeshiva. It is a person that hangs around the dorm all morning, he has to realize there's a bad influence on his friends. He's a bad influence. Bring yourself to yeshiva, don't learn. Go to yeshiva, don't learn. Yeshiva is a very good place to hang out. If other people see that you're not there, yeah, but I'm not such a chashuv bachur. They don't really look at me. It's not true. Because they feel they need company. They don't want to be the only one not going to yeshiva. If the bachur that's not so stark comes to yeshiva, even if he's not learning so well, but he just shows up, it makes them show up. And the more people not showing up, the more people not showing up, the more people not showing up, the more people not showing up. It's a terrible snowball. You don't want to be part of a criminal life. You don't want to be part of a chaytei umachdias arabin. It's very hard for us to control ourselves from sinning. But if we think about the fact that we're causing other people to sin, that already has a little bit of a push. If we realize that when I don't show up, and when I don't come, it sends a statement to other people, that already, it gives us a different perspective. I myself have Yetzirah, but I'm not going to cause other people to sin. I'm not going to cause other people to do the wrong thing. When I sleep through chakras, I'm not saying to come to chakras every day. But when you sleep through chakras, you have to realize you're causing other people to sleep through chakras. If everyone in the dorm is up, that one guy gets up also. When one guy is in a dorm where everyone else is getting up, usually he gets up also because he wakes up in 2 seconds and sees everyone else around him, he's all dressed. They feel stupid. He gets up and gets out of bed. If you sleep with everyone else, then you're part of a criminal life. No one else comes. I don't come either. It's the most babyish thing I've ever heard. That means I have no life. I have no independent thought. I do things just because other people do things. He doesn't come, I won't come. He doesn't go to shir, I won't go to shir. By the way, this yeshiva gives the opportunity. Baruch Hashem, you're in yeshiva that doesn't put pressure. You know, this yeshiva doesn't put pressure on guys. You have to understand the greatness of the yeshiva. You know why the yeshiva doesn't put pressure on guys? Because they're wary. Every time we have a kollel meeting, maybe we should make this rule. The guys who come to shir, we should do this, and we do this. We always handle pressure on the guys. And you know what happens? Yeah, but what about the guy that's very hard for him, and you're going to turn him off? One person's Yitzhar, is that another person's Yitzhar? What about a person that his family is not a good family to go home to? If you call his parents are going to mistreat him. This yeshiva is concerned about every single bachur. Maybe for the general, but for a lot of the bachur, it would be good to have a rule, don't come to shir. You're thrown out of the yeshiva, it might be good. That's a yeshiva that just, we're looking to produce mass. You know, we're trying to get a good yeshiva, we want to have a good reputation, and we'll do a good job with 75% of the bachur. But here you have a Rosh Yeshiva, and you have Rebbeim, you have a kollel that's worried that there's going to be one bachur among those 200 bachurim, that it's not good for him to put that pressure. It's not good for him. And how can we go ahead and enforce a rule that's going to kill, and is going to turn one bachur off the darach, and is going to mess him up? It's a yeshiva that's not careless. It's a yeshiva that's not, we don't care if people come to, you know, we don't care. We really don't care if people come back from the off shop sometime. We really don't care if guys come to shop. Yeshiva just doesn't care. It's a half. We just really don't care. No one cares. That's why we sit there eating our heart out by every call meeting. What are we going to do about this? And look at my guys, don't, and these Bachamim, Bachamim are not coming. No one cares. Nobody just don't care. That's what happens. We don't care. It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. Because there's so much care, because we really, really, really care, we're too afraid to hurt someone, we're too afraid to step on someone and to cause someone to suffer, and to hurt someone's shayla. I don't know if it's too much care. We're very, very, very gentle, very, very caring. And this yeshiva has amazing, amazing successes. Successes that no yeshiva will ever have, and could ever have. This yeshiva is unbelievable. But it comes to a danger again. Because yeshiva has such care, then there's those bachurim that are in between, and that's a lot of who I'm talking to, who are in between and say, well, so many bachurim don't come, so I don't have to come either. Why are you saying that? Every bachur has to come. They has to come also. We have rachmanis, we can't throw guys out of bed, it's not good for them. It'll end up causing harm. We want you to do it on your own. We want you to come on your own. You have to realize everyone cares so much about everyone's hatzlacha. And if you say no one cares, or it doesn't make a difference if I come, that's the exact opposite of what this yeshiva stands for. It's the exact opposite of what the yeshiva is trying to do. And every person has to help. Help us. Because we want to create a yeshiva where we're not mishandling people and we're not telling people, if you don't do this, you're out. If you leave off Shabbos early, we'll throw you out. Because the yeshiva doesn't want to do that to the bachurim. Because it's not good for many bachurim. Maybe good for some, but not good for everybody. And we're trying to get everybody. So we have to take this, we have to just expect. And we have to hope that a bachur says, I'm in a wonderful yeshiva. I'm in a very special yeshiva. You don't know. You don't even have any hasaga of the successes of this yeshiva. This yeshiva can write a book. Few volumes of success stories. Bachur, you think came in as masvinim. They came in, they weren't learning, and they came in and all of a sudden started learning. You think they were masvinim before they came to yeshiva, and so many bachurim are tremendous success stories. A bachur that comes to the yeshiva once a week might be a tremendous success story. He was a karev, he was close to going off the dot. You can't judge. You're judging because you don't know everyone else's story. But look at your own story and tell yourself, what is my success? Is my success showing up once a week? You'll be from that end of the yeshiva. If I could do better, and I really could do better, and if I was in the yeshiva that put more pressure, I would respond. So start putting the pressure on yourself. Take responsibility for the yeshiva. Help the yeshiva, because this is a wonderful yeshiva. Help. Come. Don't come back on Tuesday because this yeshiva is hefker. Don't ever say the yeshiva is hefker. It's not hefker. It's the opposite of hefker. You may be hefker. The yeshiva is not hefker. You know, it eats our yeshiva's heart out. It eats our hearts out when guys are not coming back. It eats our hearts out. It eats our hearts to look around the potato, and no one sees it. No one cares. People are suffering, but no one cares. Because we have our hands tied on our back. What should we do? Don't come to the potato around? Maybe. You'll open your yeshiva, and you'll figure out how it runs. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. It's so complicated. When you try to enforce rules, it's very complicated. But often we have to start taking responsibility for themselves and realize that we're doing things for Hashem, we're doing things for the right reasons, we're not doing things because we'll get thrown out. If we don't come, we're doing things for the right reasons. If I know I'm supposed to come and I know I'm supposed to be back Monday morning, I come back Monday morning, I get it wrong. But no one's here. That could change very quickly if people would just be more responsible. I can leave whenever I want because everyone leaves. Irresponsible people leave and you could join them. But you have to remember, you're being irresponsible. Don't learn, but stay. Come to yeshiva, show up. Show that you're responsible. Show that you care about this yeshiva. This yeshiva is a yeshiva that the bachurim are the yeshiva. No, the bachurim are not treated like doormats. The bachurim are not pushed into a mold. The bachurim run the yeshiva. And when the bachurim say it's hefker, and no one cares, then we're in big trouble. Because you are the yeshiva. You are what makes the yeshiva special. No one should ever say that no one cares, and no one should ever say other people don't do. You do. Look at yourself. You do. If a few people would take responsibility for themselves, this yeshiva would change. And because change, it would become even better than it is. And those middle people, the middle ground, the ground that likes to, you know, would come up to the masmidim. The bottom of the guys that talk, it's a vital for them to come once a week. So they're not going to be coming every day. But there's so many guys that could come more. Come for an hour, second seder, show up. Not to show up to second seder shows, I don't care, I'm irresponsible. How could someone not be able to show up for second seder for half a second seder? Learn from it. How could you not be able to show up? How much can a person sleep? You'll say, but I'm only going to learn an hour. Come for that hour because people see that you come. And if you're a shvacha bacher, you'd be surprised that you can influence others if you come for an hour. Every Seder, every second Seder, from the first hour of second Seder, I will come, I'll learn Chumash, I'll be Marv Sedge, I'll find the Chavrusa, I'll come for at least an hour. Because when you don't come at all, you show that you don't care. And other people get the message, you don't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. We all care, and we should care. We should try not to be selfish, that what's good for me, it's not good for me to show up today. I'm not in the mood today. I'm not in the mood of coming to Seder. What about my Karbusa? What about my Rebbe? What about my Rebbe? What about my Karbusa? What about the people that put work into me? This is an attitude that affects a person's whole life. People with children with their parents. It's the same attitude. What do my parents? Their parents don't give me enough money. Don't do this enough for me. Don't do this enough for me. What do I do for my parents? The question is not what my parents do for me, because my parents do too much for me. So what do I do for my parents? Going home for an off Shabbos. Think, what do I do for my parents? Parent asks you to go out and get them something. It's not, oh, I'm not in the mood. Your parents raise you. Your parents take care of you. Your parents pay for your yeshiva. Your parents do much more than they have to. What can I do for them? Stop taking. Start giving. That's the purpose of life, to become a giver. As a person gets married, to become a giver, not to always be thinking about himself. What's convenient for me? It's not convenient for me to be back in yeshiva Monday morning. It's not convenient for me to leave after the second day. It's not convenient for me. Stop thinking about yourself so much. This is a yeshiva that doesn't, we don't think about ourselves, we think about others. So let's mevatel that excuse. No one should ever say, no one's here. If you hear someone else say it, correct that. There's no such thing. Do I have to be here, yes or no? That's the only question, not what everyone else is doing. Encourage other people to come, but take care of yourself. Let you be the only one here. Thank Gevaldik. That is a Ben Tyre. That is a great person. That is the person that's been going to Olam Haba. You should know something. Most people don't get into Olam Haba. Most people don't do well in the next world. We could join them. That's not what we want. We want to be from the special people. Special people make decisions what's right and what's wrong, not what everyone else is doing. Special people take responsibility for themselves. Special people are responsible to their shir. Special people are responsible to the storm of the yeshiva. Special people don't just leave for Shabbos whenever they want. Oh, everyone's going to Toronto for Shabbos, I'll go. Irresponsible. What do you mean? Does the yeshiva want you here? Yes or no? Everyone's leaving. What do you mean everyone's leaving? 30 guys left, but everyone's leaving. So imagine how many guys left here. 30 guys, everyone's leaving, 30 guys went to Toronto, and everyone's leaving, the 200 guys, there could have been 150 guys here for Shabbos. But every small-minded person says, everyone's leaving. It's absolutely ridiculous. Should I be here is the only question that should be asked. And there should have been 150 people here. You have to leave, you get rishas. Let the reshiva decide what's good for the yeshiva, what's good for you. Don't just do what's good for you. It's good for the yeshiva. And when you do what's good for the yeshiva, that ends up being, when a person's responsible to the tzibur, when a person's responsible to his friends, to the yeshiva, that's what makes a great, that's how a person becomes great. If a person's not committed to the yeshiva, it's very hard for a person to become great. It's very hard to have that motivation. But a person just committed to the yeshiva, he's committed to following what the yeshiva wants for him, just because he's a responsible, menschlich person, derech eretz, come to the Torah. If he would show up to yeshiva because he felt he was responsible to do so, he'll make a kasher with his Rebbe, he'll start to enjoy learning. But irresponsible people, people that lack that derech eretz, will not shtay, will not grow, and they'll just hurt the yeshiva. So, Meretz Hashem, every person, please, take upon yourself to be responsible, to do what's right, and not to look around you, because whatever you do will affect your friend. And Meretz Hashem, no one should ever say that we don't care, everyone cares, it bothers everybody when people aren't here. But by the way, if you're one of the 30 guys here, Second Seder, you should say, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I'm not taking part of a criminal activity. Baruch Hashem, I'm a great person. I always felt good when I was in yeshiva and guys all left and I stayed. I felt great about myself. Wow, I feel so good. When everyone's, if you're in the mirror and there are thousands of guys there, it's hard to feel so special. Baruch Hashem, I'm special. Look, I'm a very special person. When everyone else leaves, I'm committed to staying. Gevaldik, you know how much schar I'll get? The person should feel great, not bad. The person should feel awesome. You should feel bad that other people are not learning. But you should feel great about yourself. All right, everyone should have a Kavaldika tomorrow and Shabbos.